cannot believe what I'm about to do.
So I've been doing the science communication thing for a long time, and I've gotten better since I started at sniffing out a fact that's a little too good to be true.
The internet is full of stuff.
So, like, for example, you don't get bald from your dad, you get bald from your mom. So your mom carries all the bald genes. So if you're wondering if you're going to go bald, you shouldn't look at your dad, you should look at your mom's brothers and your mom's dad, and how they are is more likely to be how you are. And this is, like, half true, because one of the big influences on baldness is carried on the X chromosome, which, if you have XY, you get your X chromosome from your mom. But that gene, which is a big deal when it comes to male pattern baldness, is not the only thing that influences baldness. That's an example of sort of like a nice clean cut fact. And a lot of times you'll find these great facts and then you'll try to find a source for them and there's nothing. And this is my least favorite kind of fact because like somebody said something to someone somewhere. I did this once with dinosaur teeth are on the moon, which is like technically true if you count like dust that was once a dinosaur tooth.
Of course, the asteroid hit Earth, it threw a lot of stuff up into space, a lot of that stuff fell on the moon.
There's a lot of rocks on the moon that are from the KT extinction event asteroid,
which I guess they now call the KPG. So I looked that up.
But it's definitely true that there are some particles on the moon that were, before they were on the moon, they were particles in dinosaur teeth.
Sometimes facts are amazing.
I'm gonna get to it, I promise.
Sometimes facts are amazing, they're definitely true, like we've all kicked a pregnant woman.
Most people have an above average number of legs, another one like that.
Anyway, science facts. It's my bread and butter, I'm obsessed with them. And one that I have said a million times but I've stopped saying is that the reason banana-flavored candy doesn't taste like bananas is because back in the day there was a different kind of banana called the Gros Michel. I'll just give you a little hint there. And then the Gros Michel, there was like this fungal infection and we couldn't grow them at scale anymore. You could still, and I kept saying, you can still buy them some places, but you can't grow them industrially because there's this fungus and all banana plants are clones of each other, of any particular kind of banana. And that makes it very easy for a single pathogen to wipe out the entire crop, which is what happened with the Gros Michel, and we work hard to have that not happen to the Cavendish, which is our current banana. And like the whole fungal clone Gros Michel story is definitely true, but there's this like additional fact that's really good, but I haven't ever found like a source.
But the fact is that the runt flavor of banana, like banana flavoring, doesn't taste like Cavendish's. It tastes like Gros Michel's. So it does taste like bananas. It just doesn't taste like the bananas we have now.
Well, you guys, I ordered a bunch of Gros Michel's and they came in the mail, and so they're a little beat up,
but they're definitely different. Like the skin feels different. There's a different thickness. There's like, they're very straight.
I got a bunch that I couldn't get just one, it turns out. And I'm glad I didn't, because this way I get to pick one that I want.
And when you're like me, on the internet, buying bananas from strange websites, you have to be careful, which brings me to this video's sponsor, Incogni. Thousands of companies are quietly collecting and selling your personal data, addresses, relatives, even browsing habits without you knowing. And you can ask them to delete that stuff. You have that right, and they have to listen legally, which is why they spread it into tons of tiny companies, making it so that sending all the takedown notices would take the whole rest of your life. Incogni does all that work automatically, contacting data brokers to request removals and then following up when they push back, which they will do because they suck. With Incogni's new custom removals feature in their unlimited and family unlimited plans, you can even point to any site showing your info and one of their privacy agents will handle it for you. I've had my data leaked in breaches, and very probably you have as well. And that means these companies can have a surprising amount of information about you, which can be a problem for a lot of reasons, but it can also make like phishing scams more effective. I've gotten phishing emails from scammers who also had my phone number to help them seem legitimate. This is very creepy. Criminals can use exposed data for scams and identity theft. One unremoved profile can mean months of damage control. The goal is to make ourselves smaller targets for all of this nonsense by getting our information down off these websites. Check out incogni.com/Hank's Channel and use the code Hank's Channel to get an exclusive 60% off. That's 60% off Incogni at incogni.com/Hank's Channel. Code Hank's Channel. There's a link in the description. Back to the video.
I'm gonna pick this middle one. What's it like? What's it like? Oh yeah, well, that broke a little differently than it normally would with a normal banana, but it opened itself right up, and that smells mostly like banana. This obviously, like, I waited till it was like perfect ripeness. This is, of course, I don't know exactly when you're supposed to eat a Gros Michel, but this is what when a Cavendish looks like this, that's when you eat it.
I mean, not usually with this big bruise here,
but like this side, right? The little dots, little brown dots. That looks like a good banana so far. It's looking like exactly what I want a banana to be. I'll say that for it. Oh my God, I'm excited.
Will the fact be true? Will I have a banana that is unlike any other banana? I mean, I will have a banana that's unlike any other banana I've ever had. I've had, like, my grocery store sells several.
I'm really milking it right now, aren't I?
My grocery store sells several types of bananas. Like, they've got the brown bananas, they got the little bananas. They aren't very good. They're kind of like rubbery.
Let's see how rubbery you are. Oh, not rubbery at all. That's great.
I mean, very similar to a Cavendish in shape and color and texture.
But, like, the skin's different.
I can tell these are different.
All right, everybody, let's do this thing.
I have terrible news. It's great, but it does not taste like banana flavor.
It's a delicious banana. In fact, I would say that is better than a Cavendish.
What I'm getting here is, like, it has a great combination, and maybe I'll let these ripen for a little while longer, and I'll come back to it. Because what I will say is it's nice and sweet, but it has a little bit more of the green banana flavor, so it tastes a little bit more green. It tastes a little bit more sharp, not as sweet as a Cavendish, but perfectly, it tastes perfectly ripe right now. That's really nice.
I could definitely see why people ate these.
I don't know if we preferred them to the Cavendish at that point, or if we had to, like, quickly develop the Cavendish or what, but
texture is amazing.
It's a little bit more complex, I feel like. There's more of the plantain flavor.
In fact, it makes me want to, like, maybe cook it.
But man, that's delicious.
But it is not, there is, for me right now, not a hint of that banana flavor.
In the smell either.
Wow. You guys, I've been saying it wrong all these years.
Thank you to Milo, by the way, for suggesting that I do this.
It's great. It's a great banana, but disappointing, honestly.
Not because I'm not glad to have these bananas in my house, though I did pay a lot for them to get shipped from Miami.
But it's disappointing because I wanted that fact to be true. That's such a good fact.
Oh no!
If you've ever seen me say that, I apologize.
Everybody said it.
And, like, was this, I gotta get to the bottom of the fact. Like, was it that people were like, well, this must be why
banana flavored things don't taste like banana because we didn't used to eat bananas?
Or is it because I need to, like, let these really ripen until they're like really on the edge and then I'll get that flavor?
Dang it.
Okay. I'm gonna let these ripen for another couple days, and then I'll be back to let you know how that goes.
All right, I think that these are about as ripe as they're gonna get before becoming not very good to eat.
We're gonna do it one last time.
They smell strongly just sitting here, which is interesting, and they do kind of smell like sitting there on their own, not the flavor, but just sitting there is kind of, there it is, that's what it is. That's a pretty strong, and I'm going to go get a Cavendish, which is the kind that we have now.
Okay.
Now, admittedly, this is not as ripe as this. Like, these are not of equal ripeness, but that smells, it's like a banana flavor, but then there's other stuff. But there is that banana flavor. And that does not smell like that. This smells like, this has a smell. It smells like banana, but not banana flavor. This smells much more like banana flavor.
Okay, so there is a little bit of truth to this.
And it's not what the banana tastes like, but what the banana smells like before you start eating it. I don't know. Let's see how it tastes. But again, I love this banana. It's very good. It's a big, straight chunk. Look at that. That's not what bananas look like. Look at that big, straight chunk.
Gonna compare it to my Cavendish here. Does a totally different break feeling.
That's what bananas, this is like a prototypical banana. So two different bananas.
Ah,
thumbnail face.
So let's do regular first.
Very sweet, very, like, no plantain flavor. It's got a little, like, the sweetness is, like, nicely balanced by some amount of sourness.
You're not going to call a banana sour, but that is there. It's in there.
That's great.
That's delicious.
I love a banana.
Mmm. That's better.
Mmm. I love a banana. It's so creamy.
I prefer the Gros Michel.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
I'm a little bit disappointed because, of course, this was very expensive and I can't buy them regularly.
But this is less good.
Even though this one's, like, overripe a little bit. Now, what I'll say is I don't get any, like, banana flavor when I eat it. But when I smell it, I do get that banana flavor. And when I smell this, I don't really. That smells like banana peel. It's maybe got a tiny bit of it. Got a tiny bit of that banana flavor. If you smell the banana, I hadn't really thought of it like this. But then that has much more of the Runtz banana flavor. But not just that. It's much more than that.
I would say that just with this test,
that there's a little bit of truth to this. That banana flavor tastes like Gros Michel's smell. And there's a little bit of that in the Cavendish, but there is much more of it in this original banana that was wiped out by a fungal infection back in the 20s or whatever. When was it?
It was in the 50s.
In the 50s and 60s.
Oh.
So I am willing to say that bananas were better in the 50s.
Such a satisfying banana.
I am jealous of me. Like, my future self not being able to have this banana regularly is angry.
But that's what happens, man.
Diseases.
I'm just gonna crunch these. This is my whole lunch. This is all I'm eating. I'm not gonna let these spoil.
Now, I will say this is definitely subjective. My 8-year-old preferred the traditional banana. That doesn't surprise me. He probably just is
going with what he's familiar with, and also it is sweeter. My wife kind of felt like they were not the same, but like in terms of enjoyability, about the same. I don't know if it, oh, it's got a little floral situation at the end. So good.
Man, if I had a bar instead of beers, I'd have these.
Well,
you know, there are some things that get lost ultimately. And of the things that get lost, this is probably not the top concern that we should have.
So the flavor that's banana flavor, called isoamyl acetate. So explain like I'm five, why banana flavored products does not taste like banana. The artificial banana flavoring used most commonly is from a species of bananas that are now extinct. Not entirely extinct. Also the AI overview, banana candy doesn't taste like modern bananas because it's based on the now rare Gros Michel banana, not the Cavendish. The Gros Michel had a brighter, fuller flavor and contained more of the key flavoring, isoamyl acetate. Since modern Cavendish bananas have a more subtle, and I wouldn't say that they have a more complex flavor. And the candy flavor is a simplified single note version of the Gros Michel.
I guess
my actual how I like to get answers to questions these days. We go to the Gros Michel page on Wikipedia. Has a higher concentration of isoamyl acetate, the ester commonly used for banana food flavoring, than the Cavendish. Higher concentration is responsible for the myth that banana flavoring was based on the Gros Michel, but artificial banana flavor was not based on any specific cultivar. A card named Gros Michel can be obtained in the video Bellatro. Oh, this is cultural references. Okay.
I mean, okay, so Wikipedia also gets it right.
When was that edit made? Oh, man. And then SciShow. Let's see what I have to edit about this. 12 years ago, baby Hank here.
But it wasn't always our banana of choice. Until the 1960s, everyone was eating the same banana. It was just a different banana, the Gros Michel. A bigger, sweeter fruit with thicker skin. You might notice that banana-flavored things don't really taste like bananas. Well, they do. They taste like the Gros Michel.
All right. I'm gonna have to edit that out. Is there a good edit point? Not really, but I'm gonna do it anyway.
It's gonna be a rough one, but I bet the SciShow team can figure out how to edit that one out. But also, I bet we can make an updated version of this video that's got a lot more good information in it now. But I can't quite say that it's 100% not a thing. I think that, like, you could easily go back and forth. Like, you could make a video being like, everybody was wrong about bananas. And maybe that's what I'll title this video.
But first, not everybody was wrong. Wikipedia had it right.
And second, it does feel like there's a little bit of truth here. Like, if they developed banana flavor when isoamyl acetate was a larger component of the flavor, or the smell, at least, of bananas,
then it does make sense that they would focus on that.
And I'm sitting here right now next to these bananas. I can smell that smell now. I can smell it coming off of these bananas as I sit here.
It's nice. It's a nice smell.
Huh. So weird. I was originally going to make this video as a promo for the Endlings Kickstarter, but it took too long for the bananas to get to me. I emailed them and they were like, we don't have any right now. We're waiting for them to get ripe. So I'm glad they didn't send me crappy bananas. But instead of promoting that Kickstarter that we did and that is now done, I will promote the people who supported that Kickstarter. Thank you so much for supporting it. If you would like to see Endlings, which is a series that we're doing about Endlings, which is are the last individual of a species before that species goes extinct. I thought it would be a good idea to do that with like the extinct banana. I ate the extinct banana, but it's okay. Kickstarter did very well. Thank you all for supporting it. And if you want to benefit from the support other people made, you can also subscribe to that channel and watch those videos.
I just learned quite a bit. But the biggest thing I learned is that I wish I could get those bananas. They're like hearty. I like them better.
I shouldn't be mad. At least I got to try it.
And now, let's play Connections, everybody. It's been a while since I've done it. I do get the sense that people don't care all that much.
Fish hike hunt,
those are outdoor activities. Jack Bull, we just had male animals, so it's not that. Peel, like a banana peel!
Sitting there right next to a peel.
Archer, tail, archer, hunt, tail, crank, walk, nap, bunk, baloney bunk, rubbish, bull. Okay, so that's our yellow.
That's what we're gonna start with.
Archer is an odd one out here. So we've got a lot of verbs. Raise, hike, peel. Raise is something you do in poker. Tail is an end.
What's going on, you guys?
This is tricky.
I mean, unfortunately, Jack is also kind of means BS. Like, you don't know Jack? But that's not the same as BS. So that's not like saying you don't know BS.
There's like fish, peel, and hunt. Maybe like to uncover, to like discover, to know, because fish and hunt are like to look for.
You haven't found it yet.
Is peel like that?
Powers is like superpowers, super walk,
speed walk,
speed, super jack, super fish,
speed archer, walkway,
speedway. No, speed, I just made speed up. That's not on there.
fish.
I don't feel great, you guys.
Crank and hike could be like increase.
Like to hike up.
To crank up. To raise up.
I don't know why I didn't see raise.
So like, okay, that feels like it's one of them.
Jack up?
To jack it. Yeah, yeah. Jack it up.
Sorry. I don't know. I don't know about that hand motion.
Okay, now I feel good. So we've got tail, powers, walk, hunt, keel, nap, fish, archer. I don't feel good. I don't feel good at all.
No.
The weirdest word here is archer, but I don't know what to do with that. I could do the crazy thing and see if I can get three, and maybe that'll narrow it down. Okay, well, let's just think if maybe, let's go with this. Okay, we did get one away, you guys. And I feel like it's probably not powers. I don't know why I feel like that. The fish, tail, and nap all feel similar. And that would leave, what does that leave for us? It leaves archer, walk, powers, hunt, and peel. So that has... I have no idea. This was not supposed to take a long time. I don't have a bunch of time right now. Archer, powers, hunt. Those sound like last names. Archer and Austin Powers are both like parodies of spies. I don't know. Is Archer a spy? I guess Archer is a spy. And in that case, if that's it, I don't know any Hunts, but Hunt is a last name. Oh, is Hunt like the guy from Mission Impossible? Is that his last name? And then what would be a last name? Oh, wait. I don't have to know what the last name is. Because if Powers isn't it, Tail and Fish and Nap are the three, then it's either Walk or Peel. And Walk is not a last name. Well, Walk could be a last name, and Peel kind of could be a last name. But, like, what feels more Tail, Nap, Fish, Peel, Tail, Nap, Fish, Walk? That doesn't matter. I can get it now. If it is Hunt. Ethan Hunt! Ethan Hunt! We've got it. It's either Tail, Walk, Fish, Nap, or Tail, Walk, Peel, Nap, and I'll just do that one first. And that is cat stuff! Take that, connections! Take that! Catfish, catnap, cattail, catwalk. Oh, I'm feeling good about that, you guys. I used the powers of my deductive reasoning. Archer, powers, hunt, and peel? Peel? Who's Peel? Emma Peel, a lady spy from the 1960s Avengers. I have no idea what this is. All right, well, that was really hard. This one was also hard. Hike up, crank up, jack up, raise up is adding up to increase. That's the green? Whoa, Jesus Christ, that's a tricky one. All right, everybody, thanks for hanging out. Smells like bananas in here. Again, for those of you who stuck around at the very end, 60% off Incogni at incogni.com/Hank's channel, code Hank's channel. Thanks.